Yeah. Like my great uncle, he's been a ham for years, and he had some kind of a job where he was working at the Johnson Space Center in Florida, and he's in a, well, he went into a nursing home in Arizona, or a group home, not really a nursing home, I guess it was assisted living or something, and he couldn't bring any of his antennas and whatnot. And the bad thing with that is he wasn't tech savvy enough to figure out how to use the Echo Link and all that stuff. So, and I, you know, I was so far away, there's no way I could show him. I think he's in Florida now, in another home closer to his son. But, you know, stuff like that. I actually thought about trying to send him a node for All-Star so he could hook into his, you know, repeaters in Arizona and all that. But I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to figure it out. I think he's like 90-some years old. And so, yeah, he actually let his license lapse because he didn't have any access to any radios that, you know, could work in Florida there. And so I call him up once in a while on the cell phone and talk to him talk to him about what I'm doing in ham radio. And, like, when I made the astronaut contact through the space station, I sent him the video I had on YouTube of it, and he's just like, wow, this is so cool. And then he'll tell me stories about how he uses his ham radios, HDs, to conduct parades in Arizona and stuff when he was younger. It's kind of neat.